Welcome back to the Dutch Dome at Holland High School. Just about ready to get the second half underway. Holland leads Godwin Heights, the undefeated number one ranked team in Class B, 37-35 at the half. Dante Hawkins leading the way for the Dutch with 22 points. Over at DeVos Fieldhouse, they've gone to the half. It is Hope 35, Adrian 23 in the semifinals of the MIAA Women's Tournament. That game going on our sister station, 92.7 The Band. Godwin Heights with the basketball to start the second half. The Dutch open in a 1-3-1 zone. With it on the left side is Gerard Bland. Here's a three on the way by Blaylock. No, good block up by Ramos, but Michael Williams able to save the basketball, and he throws the ball off Ramos and knocks over the music stand, and he goes over to pick it up. So Godwin Heights will maintain the possession. Inbounding it is Leon Redd, sends it outside to Bland, Bland between the circles. The Dutch open the second half with Hawkins, Lake, Ramos, Bartholomew, and McCollum. It is a 2-3 zone for the Dutch. Williams has it, way outside of the right, now back to Redd. Here's an alley-oop underneath, and Blaylock was working along the baseline, got the feed from Redd, and he stuffed it. We're tied at 37. Hawkins doubled in the backcourt. Gets it ahead to Ramos. Ramos to Bartholomew. Bartholomew's got an easy layup as they beat the Tots. 39-37, the Dutch. We played a minute here in the third. Redd with it front court against Lake. Leaves it outside for Michael Williams. Williams with 13 in the first half. Drives to the basket. Puts it up over Bartholomew. He scores. Williams came in averaging about 11 a game, but he's had a big night tonight. Hawkins doubled in the backcourt. We're tied at 39. Ahead to Lake. Lake will dribble it into the front court. Behind his back. Into the front court. Kicks it over to McCullough. McCullough fakes the shot. Now Hawkins. Dante penetrates. A little floater in the lane. No good. Rebound battle for Ed. Coming away with it is Hawkins with it. Hawkins took it away. Dante with a scoop and a score! Hawkins took it away from Bland and went in and scored. He has 24. 41-39, the Dutch, and Hawkins is going to get called for a reach-in as Bland was trying to penetrate. That's Hawkins second. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. 41-39, the Dutch lead it. Bland over to Redd. Howland extending that zone a little bit more. You got Hawkins on the outside of the perimeter. Williams in the corner. Airmails it over to Redd. In the corner and out of Blaylock. Back outside to Redd. Redd to Bland. Bland on the right side. Hawkins is on him. Back to Redd. Redd will try a three left side. No good off the front. McCullough chases down the rebound for Howland. Here comes Demetrius Lake, the freshman, with it for the Dutch. Lake sees an opening. Finds the paint. Puts up a shot. No good. Ramos with the offensive board, though. Trent back outside to Hawkins. Dutch will reset. Hawkins to McAuliffe. Aiden right foul line extended back outside to Ramos. Now Lake with it on the left. Hawkins at the top. Dante penetrates. Drives the lane. Puts it up. No good, but he drew the foul. I think it's on Mayfield. Again, Hawkins able to get to the rim. To the 10. Apologies to Bill Raftery. Foul on Mayfield, his first. Hawkins at the line to shoot two. First one for Dante Jort. One more upcoming. Dante is 4 of 7 from the line tonight. Normally a very good foul shooter. Hawkins second. Got it. 25 for him. 42-39 the Dutch. 5:26 to play, third quarter. Bland over to Redd in the front court for Godwin. Back to Bland on the left side. Bland in the corner is Williams. Williams slashes the wall on the baseline. Underneath for Mayfield. Mayfield puts it up. No good. Bartholomew clears it for the Dutch. Bartholomew gets the outlet to Lake. Here come the Dutch. Lake pushing it. Lake looks for a cutter. Can't find anybody. Demetrius maintains his dribble. Lake to a cutting. Hawkins! Hawkins lost Michael Williams and got the feed from Lake. And Jack Conklin wants time. This is going to be a 60. 4:55 to go in the third. The Dutch have opened up a 44-39 lead over Godwin Heights. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming. listening online at WHTC.com. A feed from Blanche Marquise Mayfield, he scored, and the Dutch turned it over on the ensuing possession as Hawkins threw a pass intended for Lake, and he airmailed it out of bounds. 44-41 Holland, 4:13 to go in the third. Red over to Bland on the left side. Dutch still in his own defense. Here's Blaylock for three out of the corner. No good. Rebound battle for underneath. Red had it. Ramos took it away, but Trent not able to corral it. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay Wolverine basketball. 4:02 to play in the third quarter. Elroy Payne will come in for Kyle Bartholomew as the Dutch give up 12 inches along the baseline. Inbounds comes to Blaylock. Williams has it in the left corner against Payne. Kicks it outside to Bland. Bland tries to penetrate. Bland's pass nearly ended up out of bounds, but the Wolverines able to save it. Here's Red over to Williams. Williams at the top of the circle, drives on Payne, shakes him, puts up a foul line jumper short. Payne has the rebound to Hawkins. Here come the Dutch, up by three and with it. Hawkins dishes off right side of the Lake. Demetrius will try a three from the corner. Count it! Demetrius Lake with a three from out of the corner. That's 10 for the freshman. Here's Mayfield the other way with a 15-footer. No good there for the foul. Blaylock, no good. Payne with another rebound. Dutch by six now. Payne with the front court, loses the basketball. Bland took it away. Here comes Godwin. Driving to the basket is Blaylock, and he puts it up and in. Delaney Blaylock with his 11th point. 47-43 Holland. Hawkins with it in the backcourt against pressure. 3 minutes to play in the third. Hawkins gets rid of it to Lake. Lake in the front court. Dribbling between his legs, puts a move on Bland. Lake thought about a three, gets rid of it. Here's Payne, and Payne's pass is kicked out of bounds. It will stay Holland basketball. Keller will check back in the ball game for the Michael Williams will check out. Inbound pass comes to Hawkins. 2:44 to play in the third. Hawkins to McAuliffe. McAuliffe puts it on the floor, leaves it outside to Lake. Lake with another three. This one's no good off the front. And Mayfield has the rebound for the Wolverines. And Mayfield will dribble it up himself. Mayfield leaves it for Red. Red over to Keller. Keller will drive the lane. But the shot up, it rolls around the rim and it drops. So Essa Keller with his first basket of the ball game. And it's back to a two-point game, and Godwin took it away. Ramos lost the basketball. Elroy Payne is hurt. And Mayfield put it in, and Elroy Payne is in pain right in front of us here. And the Dutch are wondering why they didn't get a stoppage of play earlier. That basket will count. It ties the game at 47. We're going to get a timeout. While the training staff attends to Elroy Payne, let's take a 60. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com.
Nope.
Hawkins will try a three from the left side. It's gone. 30 for Dante. Dante's got his own inferno going. 50-47, the Dutch. 1:45 to go in the third. Red has it right side for Godwin. Over to Keller. Keller kicks it over to Bland for a three. Bland misses it. Ramos has the rebound tipped to Lake. Here come the Dutch with the ball and a three-point lead. Lake drives to the basket, puts the shot up. It's blocked by Mayfield, but we're going to get a foul. I believe this will be on Bland. And Lake will go to the line to shoot two. That's Bland's third. Lake, who has 10 in the ball game, off the bench. Actually, he started tonight, his first career start. He misses the first. Christian Rodriguez, the freshman, is in for Godwin, and Michael Williams also back in as well. Lake will have one more. Free throw rattles around and it goes for Demetrius. Holland 51, Godwin Heights 47, 1:25 to go in the third. Blaylock has it left side for Godwin, leaves it for Kella. Kella works on Hawkins. Kella will leave it outside for Blaylock. Blaylock to the hole, he scores! Strong move by Delaney Blaylock, the junior. He has 13. 51-49 the Ducks. Here's Lake front court. Outside of McCullough. Aiden for a three ball. No good. And Mayfield grabs the rebound and bodies go flying everywhere. Both Ramos and Blaylock went down. Foul's going to be on the Dutch. Pressure put on by the Dutch. Mayfield is able to get it in the front court. Mayfield bounce pass along the left side. Williams puts it up, missed it. And the ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Holland basketball. And Chad Conklin wanted a foul. A little bit of contact there along the baseline. 54.8 seconds to play in the third. Dutch with the ball up by two. Lake gets it into McCall. This has been a fairly physical contest, but the officials have done a good job of keeping things under control. Lake in the front court against Rodriguez. Lake drives the lane, puts the shot, puts it in, it won't count. It's going to be a charging foul, and Delaney Blaylock was parked in the paint waiting for Lake to come at him. That's Demetrius' third foul. Good call there by the official. Wipe away the basket. Anders Nordheis back in for the Dutch. And Leon Redd for Godwin. 51-49 Holland. 43.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Christian Rodriguez will bring it up for the Wolverines. Dribbling between his legs in the front court. Rodriguez puts a move on Nordheis toward the basket, and Nordheis cuts him off. Rodriguez back outside. Blaylock has it now. Blaylock underneath to Williams. Williams puts it up off the window and good. Nice feed from Blaylock, and we're tying at 51. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Hawkins comes to work for the Dutch. Hawkins one-on-one with Williams, dribbling between his legs, down to 10, down to 9. Hawkins trying to penetrate down the lane to the hole. He scores off the window. 32 for Dante. Here's a traveling violation on Kella with 1.3 seconds left at midcourt. So the Dutch are going to get one more shot. Mayfield got a brief rest, but he's going to come right back in the ballgame. And for the Dutch, Lake is back in. And for the first time, Jake Walhoff, one of the eight seniors. So Paul Chapman trying to get all eight of his seniors an opportunity to play tonight. And so far he has, obviously with the exception of Tyler Johns, who's injured. Inbounds comes to Lake. Lake to beat the buzzer. I don't think he got it off in time. It hit the back of the rim, but it wouldn't have mattered. Three quarters in the books here at the Dutch Dome. It is Holland 53 and Godwin Heights 51. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHCC, Holland's hometown station. And streaming online at WHCC.com. Quarter action underway at the Dome in this regular season finale. The Dutch trying to spoil a perfect season for Godwin Heights, and they've got the lead and the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They lead it 53-51. Anders Nordheis has it front court, leaves it for Dante Hawkins. Dante with 32 tonight. Hawkins at the top of the circle. Bartholomew comes to set a screen for him. We get a whistle. And what do we got? We're going to get a foul on Marquise Mayfield, it looks like. That's a second, and Chad Conklin on the Godwin sideline has got his hands up in the air saying, hey, my guy's trying to establish defensive position. Aiden McAuliffe comes in for Elijah Woods for the Dutch. Hawkins to inbound it. He gets it into Demetrius Lake. Lake on the dribble, between the circles, Lake to Hawkins, Dante down the lane, to the hole, he scores again! 34 for Dante, 55-51 the Dutch. Hawkins with a career night tonight. Here's a deep three by Mayfield, no good, Lake with the rebound. Here comes Lake with it. Lake pushing it, kicks it out left side to McCullough. McCullough airmails it over to Nordheis. Mayfield nearly took it away. Down low to Bartholomew. The count scores off the window. basket of the game, and the Dutch now lead by six. 7 minutes to go, 57-51. With it left side is Blaylock. Blaylock to Red underneath to Mayfield. Mayfield puts it up, counted on a foul. It's going to go on Bartholomew. Yeah, Mayfield with a nice move there on the down on the low block against the big 6'10 Bartholomew, and he'll have a 3-point play opportunity. Bartholomew will check out, and Trent Ramos will come in. That foul on Kyle, his second. Mayfield has 19, Williams has 17, Blaylock 13 for Godwin Heights. Free throw for Mayfield. Swish. Boy, it's a good one. 57-54. Pressure put on by Godwin. Nordyce's double. Has to get rid of it to Hawkins. Now Dante has two guys coming at him. Gets rid of it to McCollum. Aiden in the front court. McCollum to Lake. Lake in the front court will dribble it out. Lake stops at the top of the circle. Down low to Ramos, and Ramos scores. What a feed from Lake. And Trent Ramos is first Duke with the ball game. Holland 59, Godwin Heights 54. Here's a shot on the way by Blaylock. He missed it, but Aiden McCullough fouled him. Well, they called it on Ramos. I thought that was McCullough's foul. Free throws on the way for Delaney Blaylock, the 6'3 junior. He makes the first. That's 14 for him. One more upcoming. Second one, good for Blaylock. And we get a whistle. We're going to get a timeout here. This will be a 60. 6:29 to play. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations. Just $7.99 starting at 4 p.m. 59-56 Holland. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHCC Holland's hometown station and streaming online at WHCC.com. 6:29 to play here at the Dutch Dome. It is Holland 59, Godwin Heights 56. The Dutch have the basketball. There was a little bit of an issue with the scores table. I'm not quite sure what that was about. And now we return to action. Pressure put on by the Wolverines. Inbounds comes to Dante Hawkins. And Dante says, get away from me, everybody. Hawkins is doubled in the backcourt. Hawkins has to get rid of it to Nordyce. Nordyce is going to be fouled from behind. Leon Red slapped Nordyce's wrist as he was coming up court from behind. That's the third foul on Red. Five team fouls each way. 6:20 to go. Now, for the most part, the Dutch have been able to handle the Godwin Heights pressure. They've had some turnovers that have led to some opportunities, but for the most part, the Dutch have been able to beat it. And when you got a couple of good point guards in Hawkins and Lake, you can do that. Hawkins has the basketball. Hawkins tries to penetrate, drives to the basket, and we get a whistle and a foul call. This is going to be on Kelly, I believe, of Godwin. And Dante Hawkins will go to the free throw line. So Dante Hawkins, who has 34 points tonight, that's a career high for him. First free throw for Hawkins. Missed it off the back. Elijah Woods will come in for the Dutch, replacing McAuliffe. Elijah, one of the eight seniors. He has 4 points off the bench tonight. Hawkins with one more to try to give the Dutch a 4-point lead. Hawkins' second one. That one got it. So 35 for Hawkins. 60-56, the Dutch, 6 minutes to play. Williams has it for Godwin. Williams tries to penetrate. To the hole. Basket counts and a foul. Michael Williams took it down the lane and put it off the window. And he drew the contact. I think that was Elijah Woods. Woods picks up his third. And Williams with a 3-point play opportunity. He has 19 in the ballgame, nearly double his season average. And he missed the free throw. Woods has the rebound. Holland 60, Godwin 58, 5:52 left. Hawkins with it across the timeline, over to Lake. Lake airmails it over to Ramos in the front court. Not a Woods. Woods right of the way. Back outside to Lake. Demetrius for a three, but they called a travel on Woods before he was able to kick the ball out to Lake. So the Dutch turn it over. Holland has led the entire second half. Essa Keller will bring it up, the junior point guard, over to Red. Now outside is Blaylock. Blaylock works on Nordheis. Blaylock puts a move on, back outside to Red, now to Blaylock, right corner. Blaylock airmails it over to Keller, left side. Keller on the dribble against Hawkins. Keller outside to Mayfield, and they got Marquise Mayfield about 30 feet away from the basket. They do a 1-4 split. Here's Mayfield with a 15-footer, and the bank was open. He banks it in off the glass, and we're tied at 60. Mayfield with 24. And the Wolverines have come back. Here's Woods in the front court, leaves it outside for Lake. Nearly turned it over. Now Hawkins with it. 4:50 to play. We're tied at 60. The Dutch trying to spoil an unbeaten season for Godwin Heights, and Paul Chapman wants a timeout. This will be a 60. 4:48 to play. We are tied at 60. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. 4:48 to play in regulation. We are tied at 60 here at the Dome. Hope Cowers leads Adrian 51-34 with 12 minutes remaining at DeVos Fieldhouse in the MIAA women's semifinals. Hawkins to McAuliffe to Ramos. Now Demetrius Lake in the front court. Back outside to Hawkins. This is a 1-3-1 zone right now Godwin is putting up, and they trap whoever is on the wings. Hawkins has the basketball against Michael Williams. Hawkins puts a crossover move, can't penetrate. Hawkins back at the big red H. Now two guys come after Dante. Over to Lake. Lake dribbles toward the top. Back outside Hawkins. Dutch taking their time here. Now Lake with it. Lake dribbling between his legs near half court. Red is on him. Now Lake takes a couple of steps and comes back out. And they start a new 5 seconds. The ball's knocked loose. And we got bodies everywhere. And I think Godwin got the basketball, and they were able to get a timeout in the process. We'll keep it right here. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. 3:51 to go, 60-60 to score. Choose from a variety of combinations, just $7.99, starting at 4 p.m. at Jackie's Place, 17th Street at the South Shore Y. Tell me more about that Hope College women's game. They now lead Adrian 52-37. They're trying to advance to the MIAA championship game on Saturday night at DeVos. And a couple of reserves leading the way for Coach Brian Morehouse tonight. Mandy Traversa, the freshman, has 11 points. And Melissa LaRue, not normally counted on to score a lot, one of the backup point guards, she has 10 off the bench as the Dutch were 25-0, trying to advance to the championship game. The winner will play either Calvin or Olivet, and Calvin has taken the lead over Olivet at the Cutler Center in Olivet, 54-50 with 9 minutes to play. Brianna Burkite, the Holland Christian product, leads the Knights with 20 points and 9 rebounds. So we may have a Hope Calvin doubleheader on Saturday. We already have one for the men, as both the Dutchman and Knights won last night. Godwin with the basketball, 3:50 left. We're tied at 60. Keller over to Mayfield in the front court. Mayfield puts a move on Ramos, comes right side, puts up an 8-footer. He got it. 26 for Marquise Mayfield. 62-60. Boy, we've got some great players in this ball game. Hawkins for the Dutch, and boy, Godwin's got some great players as well. Nordheis in the front court. His pass knocked away. It's stolen. In the front court now is Blaylock. Over to Red. And let's see if Godwin works a little time with the lead. Each team with 16 fouls. Possession arrow favors the Wolverines right now. Red drives the left side. Underneath to Williams. Williams puts it up. It will count, and he drew the foul. Leon Red broke down the Holland defense with his dribble penetration, shoveled it underneath to Michael Williams, who put it in off the glass and drew the personal. And Trent Ramos just picked up number 4. Michael Williams can get Godwin a five-point lead. Williams, free throw on the way, swish. That's 22 for Michael. 65-60, Godwin, 3 minutes left. Hawkins in the front court for the Dutch. Hawkins is going to take a timeout. And he had two guys coming at him, and I don't think he was quite sure what offensive set they wanted. And Paul Chapman will take a 65-60 Godwin Heights. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Dutch have the basketball in the front court. Less than 3 minutes left. They trail by five. Here's Hawkins. Left side. He'll launch a three. No good. Rebound battle for in. Mayfield comes away with it for the Wolverines. Mayfield into the front court. Mayfield drives the lane. Puts it up. No good. Mayfield gets his own court. Puts it up. No good again. It's loose on the floor. And Blaylock got the rebound. He rolled over on his back. They should have called a travel on that. They call a held ball. The possession arrow favors the Wolverine. Anders Nordeis in for Kyle Bartholomew for the Dutch. 2:25 left. Both teams in the bonus. Godwin with the basketball. Kellows for someone to inbound it to. Gets it to Mayfield. Mayfield in the paint. Sends it back outside to Red. And the Wolverines reset. They can milk some clock. They got a five-point lead. Red out near half court. Lake's dogging him. Over to Kellogg. Back outside to Mayfield. Now to Kellogg. Bounce pass down low. The ball goes through the legs of Williams, but he gets it back. Kellogg kicks it over in the corner. Here's Blaylock for three. No good. And Hawkins has the rebound, but he stepped on the baseline. His left foot was clearly on the baseline, so the Wolverines get it back again. So we're down under 2 minutes left. Dutch need a turnover here. Kella gets it into Blaylock. Blaylock cross court to Michael Williams. And Williams will leave it for Mayfield. Mayfield over to Williams right corner. Godwin just taking their time. Here's a near steal. Actually, it's a kick ball by Nordheist. It's going to stay Godwin basketball with 1:45 left. Wolverines will inbound in front of their own bench. Boy, this has been a terrific ball game, a great one for this final regular season game. Inbound comes to Mayfield, over to Red, in the corner to Michael Williams. Williams pass underneath, tipped away by Nordheim, stolen by Lake. Here comes Lake the other way. Dutch need a score. Hawkins has it front court, 1:30 left, Dutch down five. Here's Hawkins driving to the basket, but he's fouled. And the foul's going to be on Red. That's Leon Red's fourth. That'll put Godwin over the limit with its 17th foul. So Dante Hawkins will have a 1-1 with 1:31 to play. Dante Hawkins, who has 35 points tonight, a career high. Mason Rosado comes in for the Dutch. And my guess is his role will be to either get a steal or commit a foul. Elijah Woods also in for Holland as they try to get some quick guys out there. Big free throws for Dante Hawkins here. First free throw for Hawkins. Swish. 36 for him. 65-61. The Dutch are down four. This will make it a one-possession ball game if he makes. Hawkins fires. He got all the rim and across. 65-62. Pressure put on by the Dutch. And Godwin breaks it. Here's Williams. 2-on-1 with Blaylock. And Blaylock missed the shot, but Nordheis fouled him. And Blaylock can't believe he didn't make that shot. Godwin broke the Holland press that time. That led to a 2-on-1 break. Williams fell Blaylock, and Blaylock was fouled by Nordheis. That's 2 on Anders. So Blaylock, who has 15 points, will shoot 2. Mayfield has 26. Williams has 22. and Blaylock with 15. They have accounted for all but two of the Godwin Heights points. Blaylock makes the first. McAuliffe and Lake in for the Dutch as Paul Chapman gets some offense in the ball game. One more free throw for Blaylock. He fires and he got it. Godwin 67, Holland 62, 120 left. Hawkins comes front court for the Dutch. Hawkins to Ramos, back outside Lake. Demetrius, three ball, short. Long rebound, Lake retrieves it, back outside Hawkins. Dante drives to the basket, puts it up too strong. And we're going to get a foul on Hawkins, and Dante can't believe he didn't make that shot. Hawkins took it to the basket, his shot was a little too strong, and he commits his third foul. 19 fouls on the Dutch, so it's still a 1-1 situation. These are big free throws here for the Wolverines. If Blaylock can hit them both, that would make it a three-possession ball game. The Dutch fans make noise. Blaylock fires. Got it. Boy, no doubt about that one. 68-62 Godwin, 109 to play. One more for Blaylock. Second free throw, no good, so it's still a two-possession ball game. Lake with the rebound, a little over a minute to go. Dutch down six. Lake to Hawkins. Hawkins directs traffic. He's got two guys chasing him. Hawkins has to get rid of it, and Hawkins throws it away. Hawkins was trying to get it to Aiden McAuliffe, and that pass was way over Aiden's head. Nordheis and Rosado in for the Dutch with 55 seconds left. Next foul on Holland will be a two-shot opportunity for Godwin because that'll be their 10th team foul. Godwin to inbound it. Inbound comes to Blaylock, and Blaylock throws it away. I'm surprised they didn't call a foul in the backcourt, but Blaylock just threw it away. And right away, Lake and McAuliffe come back in. So the Dutch get it back. It's still a two-possession game. 50.7 seconds left. It's 68-62 Godwin. Lake rolls the ball up court. Hawkins will pick it up. Hawkins picked up by Michael Williams at half court. Hawkins. Cross court to Woods. Woods in the corner to McCall. He can't get the three away. As it was Mayfield closing out on McCall. Here's Lake driving to the hole. Puts it up and in. And the Dutch will take time. With 32.7 seconds left, it's Godwin 68, Holland 64. We'll keep it right here. You can make the winning play. You can take home the gold, but it doesn't mean a thing without good sportsmanship. These games don't exist without the foundation of good sportsmanship to teach lifetime lessons. So remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. That's the message for the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Station of Midwest Communications. 68-64, Godwin Heights leads 32.7 seconds left. Here's the reset. 19 fouls on Holland, 7 on Godwin. Each team with one timeout left. The Dutch have the possession arrow if they're able to get a tie-up. And Godwin Heights within 32 seconds of their second perfect regular season in 3 years. I'll tell you something, they are going to be a tough out in the come the tournament. I don't know of another team that has this good a threesome anywhere in the state at this level. The Dutch will press in the backcourt. Efekela will inbound it. He gets it in to Red. Red has no nice threesome. He's got Mayfield ahead of him, and Mayfield ducks. Mayfield with 28, 70-64 now. Hawkins has it in the front court, down to 20 seconds. Hawkins will try and drive it away to the basket. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound underneath, it's loose. It's a hell ball, possession arrow, Dutch. but precious time off the clock. It's down to 13.8 seconds left. And Hawkins may have taken a shot across the bridge of his nose. McAuliffe and Lake back in for the Dutch. Hawkins will inbound it. As Michael Williams guards him, inbounds comes to Ramos. Ramos to Hawkins. Hawkins left side, drive, step back, 15-footer. No good. Rebound Mayfield, and he's fouled by Lake with 6.4 seconds left, and that should do it. Chad Conklin claps his hands along the sideline, and it's looking very much like that the Godwin Ice Wolverines will go 20-0 for the second time in 3 years. Delaney Blaylock will shoot two. Demetrius Lake just fouled out of the ball game for Holland with 13 points in his first varsity start, and you can bet this will not be his last varsity start. Austin Hyden, one of the eight seniors for the Dutch. Blaylock with 18 points tonight. First free throw, swish. One more upcoming. 71-64 Godwin Heights. So the Dutch will end the regular season at 14-6 after a 9-0 start. Second free throw, good. So three different Godwin Heights players with 20 or more tonight. Here's Hawkins. Down to 5 seconds. Down to four. Hawkins over to Austin Hyde for three. No good. And that's going to do it. The Godwin Heights Wolverines, for the second time in 3 years, host a perfect 20-0 regular season. And but the Dutch gave them everything they could handle tonight. The final, Godwin Heights 72, Holland 64. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. And when we come back, we'll have our Spectrum Health Dillon Community Hospital post-game show. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHCC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHCC.com. Greg Chandler with you back here at the Dutch Dome at Holland High School, and welcome to the Spectrum Health Dillon Community Hospital post-game show. And what a finale to this high school regular season tonight here at the Dome. As Holland High gave the Godwin Heights Wolverines, the number one ranked team in Class B, everything they could handle. But in the end, the Wolverines pull away late, and they win it by a score of 72-64. It was 16-12 Holland after one quarter. The Dutch led by seven on a couple of occasions in the second quarter. That was their biggest lead. It was 37-35 at the halftime break and 53-51 heading into the fourth quarter. But Godwin took control of the game midway through the fourth quarter as their pressure defense really took its toll on the Dutch. It led to some turnovers and to led to some quick points. And that was just too much for the Dutch to overcome. And, boy, Godwin Heights threesome of Marquise Mayfield, Michael Williams, and Delaney Blaylock. Boy, what a special group those three are. And you know, get this. Two of those three are going to be back next year. Mayfield graduates, but they still get Blaylock and Williams back for one more season. So Chad Conklin's going to have another very good team next year, but this Godwin team has a very, very good chance of ending up at the Breslin Center at Michigan State University come the third weekend in March. When we come back, we will go over the scoring in the contest. We'll also update you on those MIAA Women's Tournament games. It's looking good for the Flying Dutch right now. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment. But let's take one final break. You are listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Spectrum Health Healing Community Hospital postgame show from the Dome. Greg Chandler with you. Godwin Heights 72, Holland 64 tonight. Updating you on those MIAA women's semifinal games. At the Voss Fieldhouse, 2:35 to play. It is Hope 70, Adrian 46. Five Dutch players in double figures. Melissa LaRue leads the way for Hope with 14 points. The Dutch will go to 26-0, and they will play in Saturday night's semifinal or championship game rather at DeVos at 7:30. The question is, who will they play? And we are 90 seconds away, apparently, from a potential Hope Calvin women's final. It is Calvin 74, Olivet 70. Now, the Comets have had their best season in school history, 22-3, 14-2 in league play, but a loss tonight for Calvin could put them on the outside looking in as far as an NCAA tournament bid. Olivet just scored to make it 74-72. Brianna Verkite, part of the Verkite sisters from Holland Christian, has 22 points and 14 rebounds to lead Calvin. So the Knights, with a minute to go, lead Olivet 74-72. And again, Hope in command. They will beat Adrian tonight, and that women's championship game will be 7:30 on Saturday on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. The Flying Dutchman will play Calvin in the men's championship final Saturday afternoon at DeVos. Tip-off, 3 o'clock broadcast coverage on 92.7 The Van begins at 2:40. Take a look at scoring from tonight's ball game. First, for the victorious Godwin Heights Wolverines, now 20-0 on the season. Their big three came up big tonight. Marquise Mayfield led the way with 28 points. Michael Williams added 22. That's double his season average. And Delaney Blaylock added 20. So they accounted for 70 of Godwin's 72 points. The only other 2 points came from Esakella, the guard, Gerard Bland, Christian Rodriguez, and Richard Major, Leon Redd, Denzel Dawkins, all shut out tonight. But enough for Godwin to get the victory with 72 points. For the Holland Dutch, who end the regular season at 14-6, they were led as usual by Dante Hawkins, and boy, Dante put on a show tonight in his final regular season game in a Holland uniform. He scored a career high 37 points, and quite honestly, he could have easily had over 40. He did miss a few free throws, and late in the ball game, he had a couple of layup opportunities that just ended up a little too strong. Demetrius Lake, the freshman, had 13 off the bench. He fouled out with 6 seconds to play in the contest. Elijah Woods had 4 points off the bench. Kyle Bartholomew scored 4. Aiden McAuliffe had 3. Trent Ramos had 2. And Anders Nordheis had 1. Austin High, Jake Womhoff, Mason Rosano, and Elroy Payne did not score in the contest. So the Dutch end up 14-6 on the season. They will begin district play on Monday here at the Dome against the West Ottawa Panthers. We will have that game. I will be here for the play-by-play beginning at 6:40, tip-off at 7 o'clock here on 1450 WHTC. And meanwhile, in the other half of that bracket, Thielen East will play Jenison, and that game will air on 92.7 The Van from Jenison at 7 o'clock. Gary Stevens on the play-by-play with the pregame show starting at 6:40. A lot of folks to thank, as usual, for our high school basketball broadcast tonight. Ben Farkas, the athletic director. Mike Clark, his assistant. Darlene Bexford, the administrative assistant. All the great folks here at Holland High for the great job that they do with every one of our broadcasts. The unsinkable Holly Rose back at the studio turning the dials tonight. And as always, we thank our many advertisers for their support of local high school sports here in the Holland area. Make sure you pay a visit to one of our sponsors and thank them for their support. That's going to do it here from the Dutch Dome and the Spectrum Health Dealing Community Hospital postgame show. This is Greg Chandler saying so long. Our final score tonight, the Godwin Heights Wolverines 72, the Holland High Dutch 64.